bugbear's not at all bitsy mama. She wore a wetsuit. Queenie, not the polar bear. Penelope begged her mother Rose to let her swim with the polar bear mama too, but Rose refused. Penelope hadn't only been to the tippity top of the planet, she'd also been to the South Shetland Islands of Antarctica, which were way down at the bottomy bottom of the planet, although Penelope doubted the South Shetlandians thought of it like that. If they did, their ups and downs would get mixed up and they'd think, okay, so am I just dangling off the planet? Clinging to the earth with sticky feet like a daddy long legs on a leaf that's been flipped upside down? Only that was just silly. And if they thought about it too hard, they'd probably fall off. Bam. Tippity top, bottomy bottom, it all came down to perspective. That's what Penelope thought. Every single thing in life, how you saw it, how you experienced it, what you thought about it at the moment, as well as what you thought about it later on, it all came down to perspective. Imagine a globe on a globe stand, the kind you can send spinning with a flick of your hand. On a globe like that, the North Pole is always at the top, right? If you're on the North Pole doing jumping jacks, then you're doing jumping jacks on the top of the world. Now, imagine removing the globe from the stand, turning it over, and putting it back. You're still on the North Pole. You're still jumping and flapping your arms, but now you're doing it on the bottom of the world. See? Perspective. Anyway, Penelope had traveled all over the world, tippity top to bottomy bottom. Even so, there was one place she had never been. School. How could she, when she was so busy traveling the world and having adventures with Queenie and Rose? Adventure, adventure, adventure. That's what Penelope's life was made of, because that's what Queenie's and Rose's lives were made of, and Queenie and Rose were Penelope's people. Penelope wanted to keep having adventures forever. She adored adventures, she really did. But she also wanted to go to school and hang out with girls her own age and even do boring homework assignments like writing an essay about what she did over the summer. She really did. Plus, couldn't going to school be as big of an adventure as floating past a Slovenian castle in a hot air balloon and jumping into the turquoise lake below? Rose, don't poo-poo Penelope's dreams just because they don't match up with your own. Queenie scolded Penelope's mother the day Penelope suggested, somewhat shyly, that she might want to give school a try. Penelope was 8 when she made this proclamation. It took courage to get the words out because Penelope knew Rose wouldn't like the idea. Penelope and Rose had never been apart, you see. Not since the day a very pregnant Rose strode out of her parents' house with her chin held high and her lower lip wobbling, never to look back. When Penelope was born, it was just the two of them. Then they met Queenie and became a unit of 3. That was the way Rose liked it. She was fiercely protective of their self-made family. Rose wanted the world for Penelope, but she always assumed she'd be part of that world, as in close enough to touch, close enough to laugh and pull her daughter to her and smell her sweetly scented hair whenever either of them needed a hug. Penelope was all for hugging. She adored her mother and Queenie too, but she was young and curious, and from the day of her birth had been surrounded by love and more love, the result being that the world didn't seem scary to her, but, well, loving. Penelope wanted to fling wide her arms and spread that love, even if doing so meant stretching the golden cords that bound her to Rose and Queenie. Stretching those cords didn't